All right, Kevin, you've arrived in Houston now. What were your first impressions of the city, the fans, and what you've seen so far of the stadium?
I was excited when I got here and checking out the stadium and all the facilities and meeting everybody out here. It's great. I'm excited.
Right after you were drafted, you said you hadn't had a chance to talk to any of your new teammates. Now, have you had a chance to meet or talk to anybody?
Yeah, I talked to Jonathan Joseph and J.J. Watt. They sent me text when I got drafted, congratulating me and telling me they're excited to get me on the ball club and trying to get to work.
Rick Smith said that you were by far his favorite cornerback in the draft. What do you think he saw in you, and what do you think sets you apart from everybody else?
I'm just a cornerback. I'm passionate about the game. I think I have some gifts that God has blessed me with, and I'm just trying to get better every day.
They mentioned, both Rick and Bill O'Brien both said your versatility and your instincts were the two things they liked most about you. Those are pretty intangible qualities. How do you sharpen something like versatility and instincts?
Just working on, as far as versatility, being able to play inside, being able to play outside, instincts, in order to have good instincts out there, you got to know what's going on. So, that goes to film study and, understanding what teams are trying to do. So, just working in the film room as well as on the field and in the weight room and just trying to get better overall.
What type of learner are you? Are you like a game film junkie, or you like to learn on the field?
Yeah, I definitely like to study film. Seeing my opponent and seeing how they move out there and understanding what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. I'm definitely a guy who watches a lot of tape.
You mentioned you talked to Jonathan Joseph, and you said that you had watched a lot of him and Kareem growing up. What do you hope to learn from two veteran corners like them?
Just everything. How they've been successful in the NFL, and learning little things, little details, how to get better, and how to win against wide receivers in this league.
We were discussing your shoes a little bit earlier. You had some nice Christian Louboutins on the night of the draft, and you seem to have that in common with your Texan secondary. You like fashion a lot. Is that something you're really into?
Yeah. I definitely don't like to look sloppy out there. So, I don't like to do too much, but I definitely like those shoes, and I felt like it was a pretty good time to pull them out.
All right, it's been a long time since you've been playing football, and rookie mini camps just around the corner. How excited are you to just get back to football and get back in the game?
I'm excited. Going through this process, it was just kind of a roller coaster, and it's exhausting. Doing all these interviews and flying the teams. And
these are easy.
No, not these interviews. Like the team interviews.
The other interviews. Yeah.
But just being able to put on the helmet and play football again. That's gonna be fun.
I wanted to ask you about something that I saw on Vine. It was you making a catch, one-handed, but doing a backflip at the same time. Yeah. Tell me the story behind that.
It was just, we were training for the combine, me and some other guys, and we were just messing around after one of our training sessions, and I just did that.
You have that in common with J.J. Watt, doing flips and jumps.
Oh, he can
and
do
stuff.
That?
I don't know about that one in particular, but you may want to show that to him.
Okay, I might do that.
All right, Kevin, it's great talking with you. What are you looking forward to next in your days to come? What's your schedule look like?
I think I'm going to do, meet some coaches and stuff after this. And, I think I'm going to go out to dinner with them and then just, relax a little bit because it's been a long past couple of days.
All right, best of luck and welcome to the Texans, Kevin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.